Einstein demanded. 1. That my clothes and laundry are kept in good order and repair. 2. That I receive my 3 meals regularly in my room. 3. That my bedroom and my office are always kept neat, in particular that the desk is available to me alone. Further, she was to renounce all personal relations and refrain from criticizing him either in word or deed in front of my children. Finally, he insisted that Mileva adhere to the following points. 1. You are neither to expect intimacy from me nor reproach me in any way. 2. You must desist immediately from addressing me if I request it. 3. You must leave my bedroom or office immediately without protest if I so request. Mileva agreed to his demands, and Einstein returned. But it could not last. At the end of July, after just 3 months in Berlin, Mileva and the boys went back to Zurich. As he stood on the platform waving goodbye, Einstein wept, if not for Mileva and the memories of what had been, then for his 2 departing sons. But within a matter of weeks, he was happily enjoying living alone in my large apartment in undiminished tranquility. It was a tranquility that few would enjoy as Europe descended into war. One day the great European war will come out of some damned foolish thing in the Balkans, Bismarck was once reported as saying. That day was Sunday, 28 June 1914, and it was the assassination in Sarajevo of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, the heir to the crowns of Austria and Hungary. Austria, supported by Germany, declared war on Serbia. Germany declared war on Serbia's ally, Russia, on 1st of August, and on France 2 days later. Britain, who guaranteed Belgian independence, declared war on Germany on the 4th of August after it had violated Belgium's neutrality. Europe in its madness has now embarked on something incredibly preposterous, Einstein wrote on 14 August to his friend Paul Ehrenfest. While Einstein felt only a mixture of pity and disgust, Nernst, at 50, volunteered as an ambulance driver. Planck, unable to contain his patriotism, declared, "It is a great feeling to be able to call oneself a German." Believing that it was a glorious time to be alive, as rector of Berlin University, Planck sent his students to the trenches in the name of a just war.